club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the streets certainly won't.
The Premier League is fast moving, and as we have seen for some recent managerial sackings, you can't guarantee longevity. And in this episode, we look into some real short-term successes, as I'll be ranking the top 10 one-season wonders in Premier League history. So how I've tried to do this is, so I've ruled out really anyone that only played one season, sort of as the Prem was starting in the 92-93 season, because, yeah, I don't think that's really the spirit of it. But, yeah, I've got a few people in the list that did only play one season a bit later on in the Premier League, and I've tried to do it based on kind of how their overall career went or how their overall Premier League career went compared to how good this particular season is that I'm talking about. So before I get into the top 10, I've got one honourable mention, and that is Amir Zaki for Wigan. I'm sure a lot of people will have him in their top 10. He is definitely one of the first names that springs to mind, really, when you think about one season wonders. It was almost a half season, really. He really set the Prem alight for a few games, and then he sort of tailed off fairly early on in his Wigan career and was never the same since. But he just misses out. So starting on the list, number 10, I've got Esteban Cambiaso. So this one potentially is a bit harsh to call him a one-season wonder. He is one of these that only played 1 year in the Prem. It's not like he had a poor spell in the Prem in other seasons. It's just he did only have the one in the 2014-2015 season. And yeah, I mean, he joined Leicester age 34. I've no doubt if he had played a few seasons more in the Premier League, he could have had a great legacy here in England. But yeah, we all know how good a player Esteban Cambiaso is. And everyone I've talked to about the Leicester season, the 2014-15 one, which is the one before the famous title-winning season, they speak very highly of Cambiaso, to the extent that he featured in our Leicester feature session as the best Leicester centre-mid, or one of the two best Leicester centre-mids of the past sort of 20 or so years. And he also featured in Dean Hammond's best 11 of players that he's played with, despite only playing with him for one season. This season, Leicester did struggle a bit. They had that great escape at the end, but Cambiaso was definitely a shining light in what otherwise was an underwhelming season. And probably without his presence, they would have been relegated. We would have never seen that fairy tale league win a year later. In at number 9 is Zlatan Ibrahimovic. So for a 35-year-old to come into the Premier League, never played here before, and he'd been playing in France for a few years, you'd think scoring 17 league goals, that would be a huge shock. But as we're talking about Zlatan Ibrahimovic, we'd probably expect nothing less, to be fair. He's constantly shown age to be just a number, and he's one of the best ever past the age of 30, for sure. He seems to have got better with age, really. And yeah, even after the United spell at LA Galaxy in Milan, he's shown what a class act he is. And yeah, a great season he had in the 2016-17 year. 17 league goals, as I've said. And he got two cup wins as well, getting two goals in the League Cup final. So coming up in the big moments. He technically had 2 years at Old Trafford, but was essentially won as the second year, riddled by injuries, and then he went to the MLS. But yeah, in terms of one season wonders, I think he fits the bill. A really good season at United, and I'm sure a lot of people would have loved to see him in the Prem for a bit longer, maybe a bit younger as well. But yeah, he'll remain a cult hero at Old Trafford, I think, for his short but sweet spell there. In at number 8, I've got Andy Johnson. So I've gone for the 2004-05 season at Palace. So he was pretty good consistently at Palace, but in terms of Premier League football, it was only really this season where he hit the heights. He got 21 league goals that season, which for a nearly promoted striker, I think there's only two or three strikers ever that have got more after coming up from the Championship or First Division, as it used to be called. And he was only behind Thierry Henry on the top scorers list and well above anyone else in the scoring charts that year. What makes it even stranger as well is Palace did get relegated, so 21 goals still wasn't enough to keep them up. I think these days people on Twitter and social media and stuff like that, they like to talk about non-penalty goals a lot. They'll probably be throwing around the word stud patter because he did get a lot of penalties. But the way I see it, you still got to put the ball in the back of the net. And to be fair, he was the one winning most of them penalties. It wasn't like someone else was doing all the work and he was just putting them away. So yeah, he had a really good season for Palace then. Earned an England call-up, eventually got a move to Everton and then Fulham and I think QPR as well. But it was really only this one season that he showed himself to be a top striker. At number seven, I've gone Benjani for Portsmouth. So this was definitely a slow burner. Took him a couple of years to get going in England, but then he did really kick on at Portsmouth in the 2007-08 season. He had 12 goals by the end of January, and that did earn him a big money move to Man City. Man City around this time had just sort of started getting the money, and they did spend a lot on strikers that didn't work out, and I'll be talking about one later in the list as well. He did start well at Man City though in this season, scored a winner on his debut at Old Trafford, and he ended the season as one of the top scorers in the league. But I guess even though he did start well at City, you could kind of tell he was probably on a downward spiral a little bit and certainly wasn't going to hit the heights that he hit in this season again. You do feel that maybe if he did stay at Pompey, didn't leave in that 2008 transfer window, that, yeah, I'm sure his career would have panned out better, probably, yeah, and Portsmouth themselves, considering they got relegated in the next couple of seasons after, maybe for all parties, it would have been better if that transfer didn't happen. But yeah, for this one season, Benjani was a class striker, one of the best in the league. At number six, I've gone with Pascal Chimbonda. He was a relatively unknown player, certainly sort of back then when he didn't have so much social media and stuff, when he signed for Wigan in 2005. And yeah, definitely Wigan were one that were tipped to go straight back down. They had a really good season and he was a big part of that. He got into the PFA team of the year and he made the World Cup squad for France. And yeah, that French side made the final of the World Cup. So to be deemed good enough to be in that squad, you've got to have been some player that season. But like we're going to see with a few of these players on the list, they got a big money move. They took it straight away and it sort of all went downhill for them, rather than sort of staying where you know, where you're loved, where you're comfortable with the football. He's sort of gone on to Tottenham and he's gone from being one of the best fullbacks in the league to nowhere near it, really. Never got another France call up. And he did look a shadow of the player that he was at the JJB. And yeah, we've seen this tale a number of times and I'm sure we'll continue to see it. And he's a real flash in the pan, one season wonder, definitely. He didn't really do anything for the rest of his career. He got sort of moved along a number of clubs. I think this was another one that QPR signed. They seem to sign a lot of these sort of players. But yeah, after that 05-06 season, you never really heard the name Pascal Chimbonda again. At number five, a man that is not only associated with being a one-season wonder, but also a one-cap wonder. And that is Michael Ricketts of Bolton. So this season I'm talking about is the 2001-02 season. Bolton's first season coming up from the First Division. And had a good season. Got some big scalps, including a win at Old Trafford, which Michael Ricketts scored the winner in. And he had 12 goals by sort of January, February time. and that earned him an England cap. He didn't do very well in that England cap and was never sort of anywhere near the national team again. And his form did dip after that, to be fair. So it was a little bit like the Amir Zaki, where he got a lot of goals early on in the season and then he sort of dropped off at the back end. But yeah, them 12 goals that he scored in 7 months, it took him another 4 years to get another 12. And yeah, a few of those were in the Championship as well. So yeah, this is another one where he just had one season in his whole career where he looked to be a good player, but yeah, soon uncovered really to be probably Championship level, if we're being honest. At number four, another Man City mention here, it is Stephen Ireland. So before Man City became the force they are today, this guy was the star of the team. They still had a bit of money, because I think this season that Stephen Ireland performed wonders was the 2008-09 season. So this was the first season the Abu Dhabi ownership, but Ireland was still, if not the first, one of the first names on the team sheet. He won Man City's Player of the Season that season, and he was seen as sort of the old guard, the one that would take them through to the new ownership and new heights. But yeah, he was soon replaced by better players, and I think there was a mixture of injuries, off the field problems and stuff like that that really stopped him fulfilling his potential. But yeah, that 08-09 season, I really thought Stephen Ireland was going to be the next big thing. Really class that season, looked a really good playmaker. And you think with better players coming in, that would have been good for him. But he obviously was one where it's better to be a bigger fish in a smaller pond than being a star-studded team. So yeah, it didn't really work out for him at all after that season. At number three, and it's another Man City player and another Man City striker, and that is Roque Santa Cruz, although his one-season wonder certainly wasn't at Man City. It was at Blackburn Rovers, where he helped them to seventh place in the league, got 19 goals in his first season. He had some pedigree before signing for Blackburn. He was playing at Bayern Munich, and he was playing for Paraguay as well, and he was sort of their star player, or one of them, if not the main star. And he was well known, so it was seen as a bit of a coup that Blackburn got him. And yeah, he started off really well. One of the top scorers in the league in the 2007-08 season. And to be honest, at that point, I thought Arsenal should be trying to sign this guy, especially with a couple of our strikers leaving at that point. And yeah, he wasn't particularly prolific before that season, but it seemed to be a bit of an outlier that season. Then the next season at Blackburn, struggled with injuries, and then he was signed by Man City for big money. And like it did for a lot of these players around this time, it didn't work out for him. He just didn't suit the football that Man City played. Sort of in and out of the team, wasn't a guaranteed starter like he was at Blackburn. And yeah, just didn't work at all. He ended up being shifted to Blackburn on loan, but by that point he was past his best. He did have a little bit of a revival late on in his career in the Paraguayan league, I think when he was about 37, 38 years old. But in terms of Premier League, he did just have the one wonderful season, and that was the 07-08 season. In at number two is Mikel Forsell. So Forsell had a long career. He amassed a lot of international caps for Finland, but there really was only one season in his career where he looked like a top striker, and that was the 2003-04 season. He's quite young, really. He was only about 21, 22 in this season, and it was a real surprise because he went on loan at Birmingham. No one was expecting too much, and he ended up producing 17 league goals that season, which is still a Premier League record for Birmingham for most goals in a season for a player. And to be honest, I could see that being a record easily for the next 50 years, the way that Birmingham are going. And he took them to their best top flight finish in about 50 years as well. He looked a real promising player. He was only on loan there. That did end up being made permanent. And yeah, it's just one, a classic case of player really impresses on loan. And then as soon as the club buys them, they're just not the same player for whatever reason. He ended up going to a few other teams across Europe. And yeah, he didn't really look the same player as, you know, as a lot of these players do on the list. But yeah, Birmingham fans will look back very fondly to that 2003-04 season. And I'm sure a player of Mikel Forsell's quality would be deeply needed now. And I'm sure if they could get back in the time machine and bring a 22-year-old Mikel Forsell to St Andrews, they'd be doing that. But yeah, just the one magical season not to be repeated. And at number one, for me, the ultimate one-season wonder in the Premier League, definitely the first name that came to mind for me, and I'm sure it will for many others, it is Michu of Swansea in the 2012-2013 season. So he did actually come to Swansea off the back of a very good goal-scoring season at Rayo Vallecano. But in terms of Premier League, he just had the one fantastic season. And that was his first season at Swansea. Really hit the ground running. I think he got a couple of goals on his debut. I remember him scoring a couple of goals at the Emirates as well. He really liked a goal against Arsenal. And of course, in that season as well, he led Swansea to a League Cup victory, which was the first sort of trophy won by a non-Big Six team in quite a long time. That was a real big shock, and it made him a bit of a cult hero at Swansea. It didn't quite work out the next season for him. A bit of injuries, but just form in general. I think he was found out a little bit, and he only got two goals the next season before moving on to lower league Spanish football. And yeah, if you look at his career numbers, he's not a massive goal scorer, really. But just that season, that magical season at Swansea in the 2012-13, yeah, he was on fire. And I remember him being linked with Arsenal, Man City, Man United. But yeah, it just didn't go to plan. And I think, to be fair, if he did go there, I don't think he would have done much better. It was just one of these where he was on a real hot streak and no one could stop him. And then his flash in the pan, gone before you know it, just the one season. So yeah, for me, the ultimate one season wonder, and also a bit of a street won't forget footballer as well. So that rounds off the list. Let us know who you think I've missed out on and who would make your best one season wonders. Thank you for listening. And of course, remember to keep it.